Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. President. Canada is pleased to provide some comments under this agenda item, and firstly, we'd like to give our thanks to the Committee on Compliance for all their work this year. Mr. President, we call on all parties to commit to their obligations under Article 7 and submitting their national reports on time. We also encourage all states' parties to collaborate with the Implementing Support Unit and submit mine action extension requests as per Article 5 of the Convention in due time. We'd like to emphasize that the extension request process is more than just the results of decisions made during the convention's meetings. It is also a key opportunity for the various stakeholders involved to develop a plan and a common vision for achieving the goals that have been set. We'd like to congratulate the states that actively participate in this process. We were very disappointed to hear that Eritrea has still yet to submit an extension request after being granted an exceptional one-year extension in 2019. This is a matter of serious concern, especially since Eritrea has been non-compliant with the convention following the expiration of its deadline of 2020. In this context, further measures will have to be collectively considered, including seeking to resolve the question as it relates to Eritrea's compliance through the Secretary General of the United Nations in accordance with Article 8.2 of the Convention. At play in these discussions is the potential damage to the integrity and credibility of this convention. We urge Eritrea to demonstrate that it is actively committed to this process by working with the Committee on Article 5 implementation and the Implementation Support Unit to submit an extension request as soon as possible. I thank you.